to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
We're entering a space for black history. Welcome to black excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Okay, welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penduka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Astashen.
I feel like a song is coming, man.
Yeah?
I feel like a song is coming.
Doss wanted to do a song, but he said Young Stan already like...
Kinda... Yeah, because he loved it. When we were in Zim and Zambia, then he remembered that Young Stan has said Deshaga Manch. So to people, it's going to look like he copied, even though he genuinely loved it when he heard it, and it's a catchy phrase. And... he's got a point.
Yeah, but you never know, man. Might change. You know, like now there's people are banning by Asha Band. Oh, do you know that song?
I know that song. Is it a thing now? Is it like
a
social thing?
Yeah.
Slang term that's been adopted.
Yeah.
Phrase, rather.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at you, Dr. Drip. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Drip. I'm playing wheel.
Where did you get that jacket, bro?
It's a gift. It's a gift by a chiller. So we had a chiller. He did one for Black Coffee when we had Black Coffee.
Yes.
And I've been trying to, but he's blue ticking me on WhatsApp. You know, say, yo, bro, can I drop this off by your apartment building? So the guy then said, yo, can I also make you a jacket? You know, then I said, no problem. For free, he's like, yeah. Then I said, it's fine. Let me buy the jacket because it's a big cost. And then you do the artwork. And obviously, I sent him stuff. This is my mom.
Oh, wow.
In her Wesili. She's part of the women's manyano.
If you go to
the Wesili, you'll know that, right? This is my mom. This is my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Then me all over. Podcast, yeah, podcast.
Oh,
podcast.
That's beautiful.
Podcast,
man.
Where's the podcast? Oh, podcast.
It is that side.
Yeah, that's you, Kanye.
Literally,
that's you, bro.
It's literally everything that matters in your life.
That's me, everything that matters in my life. You're safe on my chest, and it's on my chest. That's me.
Oh, wow.
Everything else, you know, you'd put.
Kaya shouldn't be there.
It shouldn't be here. I knew a good egg. Incoming Violet.
I was like, why don't you hate?
You know, incoming Violet. Yeah, man, and Joburg. I wanted the South African thingy, but it was out of stock, the badge, right? But I'm still going to add some stuff, man. I'm personally going to, like, also, as I go with it, podcast.
Nice.
The rips.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
what does it say? From Hillbrow to Dubai.
You put that. I'm like, this nigga. Yeah, it says from Hillbrow to Dubai. He wrote some other puns around here.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, because he's a chiller, so he loves the show and stuff.
Who's this guy, man? Shut him up, dog.
Marked by Kana. But Kana is C. Hey, let me find him actually on Instagram.
Wow, this is beautiful,
man. Marked by Kana. He's really good. So he said he wants to do one for a chiller. In the Road to a Million.
So what as like a giveaway.
As a giveaway.
I like that.
Then once obviously we've established who the winner is of the jacket, then obviously we get size. And obviously there'll be a lot of podcasts on it, and then they'll send some other stuff to personalize it.
I love it.
Because there's always that personal touch. So on Instagram it's marked by Kana, which is C-A-N-A _the_best_ever. This guy's always in my ash. I'm like, bro, you're branding yourself. Why do you have a lot of underscore, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So yeah, that's the thing. That's the handle. He's really good, man. He's so talented. Oh, flip. I've been getting compliments the entire day today.
What in poesy?
Come on now. How? What do you mean? You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's me, you know? Maybe they're complimenting me because
it's in the genes.
It's just his picture. It's just his picture. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Very humble.
It's in Sugum, I'm going back board. Yeah, very humble. You know? Yeah, very humble. So, yeah, man.
Before we start, man, I got to let you know, some people are okay with something. They'll watch something, listen to something, read something, or achieve something. Don't let that be you. Get the connection that gives you everything. Go to access.co.za and select Telkom Uncapped LTE to get simple and easy LTE connectivity that's affordable without any fixed line installation needed. You don't even need new equipment. Just pop in the SIM in the current LTE router to get uncapped LTE at just 299 rands for the first 2 months. Access your uncapped internet connection today and make sure you subscribe to Podcast and Chill with Mac G, where anything can happen. And definitely this Thursday.
Fuck, this Thursday. Jesus Christ. This Thursday. You don't miss this Thursday. We're making headlines. Literally.
I've already got my one ticket booked to Venda where there's no internet, no connectivity. I'm going to Venda on Thursday. I'm coming back Saturday.
I'm switching my phone off.
Because
This Thursday. Woo! Headlines. Hey. Headlines. Crazy. Wild stuff. We have so much fun here. It's crazy.
Forget something and get everything with Access Internet your way. And also, don't forget, we're coming at you live from Mashabela Studios.
Something.
Make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. With that said and done, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Saul Penduka is here. Astashen! Tibla is here. Black Studio is here. Kanye is here. Ghost Lady is here. Fat Checker. Simpiwe is here.
Simpiwe is here. Man of the moment. Man of the century, man.
Man of the match.
Hey, they love you, Simpiwe, bro. Oh, man. They love Simpiwe. Oh,
yeah.
They're going to love you even more after Thursday. Eh?
It's Piwe.
Oh, it's branding now. He's branding now. He's not Simpiwe, it's Piwe. Huh?
Yeah, he keeps warning me. He keeps telling me.
Is it you? So on your ID, it's Piwe.
It's
not
Piwe.
Simpiwe.
No.
It's Piwe. Spiwe legend. They love Spiwe, man.
So yesterday, I had such a lazy day, bro. Like, I was literally just
going to start printing shirts. Don't start printing shirts now. Sorry, man. What were you binging on, bro?
Hey, bro, I was watching. I watched A. So it's a movie called A. It's about how the Jordans started, the Air Jordans.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fascinating, bro. Amazing. I haven't seen a movie like that in a minute. Dope.
Wow.
And I never knew the Air Jordans were such a big thing because I've never owned a pair.
Yeah,
but it's massive, eh?
Yeah, they're quite a massive thing.
Yeah.
You've got like grown men collecting them and stuff. Quite a big thing.
You into sneakers? Did you ever own Jordans?
I do. I think I've got a few pairs.
Yeah.
I'm counting in my head.
Well, what's it about the Jordans that you like so much?
Kanye, you're an airhead. What is it about? Drop this fucking thing. But she collects. She's an airhead, literally. You collect Air Jordans.
No, I don't.
You've got. I'm seeing you in Air Jordans. You're even wearing Irvings right now.
Okay.
You're an airhead.
No, I just like sneakers, whatever that attracts.
But you've got Air Maxes, Air Jordans.
No.
The Air Nike. Ah.
No.
You're an airhead today. Oh, you wear your husband.
No, he's got Jordans.
Oh, he's not an airhead, but he's got Air Jordans. Fuck.
Yeah,
he's like an IT guru genius. Fuck. So he's the airhead.
Yes, he's the airhead.
It's a hand. Fool with a hand. But I'm seeing you in cool sneakers. I'm pretty sure I saw you in Jordans.
But it's not strictly just Jordans. Anything for me. I'm not like that. Specific.
Yes. Like, yeah, I've got a few pairs, but I wouldn't like have 30 pairs of Jordans. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, and also it gets to a point where you're like, okay, I've got enough sneakers now. It's fine. You know, I think I've got like maybe four or five.
But besides the sneakers, the deal in itself, bro, considering like...
One of the best deals ever.
You know what I mean? And it happened way back.
Best ever deals ever. I'm trying to think now. I saw something, someone...
Because not to give away the movie, right? But Jordan was like a rookie at that time, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the guy was working at Nike. Nike was at the bottom because Converse was killing shit.
Yeah.
And then Adidas was killing it. And then Nike was trying to penetrate the market, right?
Wow.
So they needed like a big play. And this guy who was working for them is like, guys, trust me, Michael Jordan's going to be a beast. He's going to be the best basketball player ever.
Vision.
So they wanted to sign like four or five people as an endorsement deal under Nike. And then eventually that guy's like, listen, all the money that we have, let's sign Jordan. Trust me, we're not going to regret it. So they did everything because Jordan didn't want to go to Nike. He didn't like Nike.
Yeah, of course. Who the fuck likes the guys at the bottom of the food chain?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, who? It's, I don't know. What brand is... So, I don't want to slant South Africa or bash South
But I get what
brands,
you mean.
But
yes.
If a no-name brand comes to you now and you're the biggest thing in the country and they say they want you to wear these things, you'd be like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah.
There's Converse. Everybody's rocking it. Adidas. Everybody's wearing it. Fair enough.
And eventually, okay, cool. They decide to go with Nike.
Wow.
And the mother said, listen, my son is going to go with you guys on one condition. He gets revenue share on every single Jordan pair of sneakers that he sells. The mom pushed for that.
And it's easy for them to sign that away because it's not like they're a big brand, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the lady who designed the Google logo. She also had a thingy, like I think stocks. Was paid in a bit of stocks as well. Or the guy who designed it. I can't remember now. And it's easy when you don't have much to give that away, to give... 5% or 2% share of nothing away, and it becomes multi-billion generating company.
Yeah, until this day, his kids are eating, man.
Oh,
that's like legacy on another level.
Listen to your mom.
Listen to your mom.
At the end of the day, right?
Nah.
What a smart deal. Because I know that influenced a lot of people. Oh, I think it was Charles
Barkley. Yeah, it changed the landscape, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think Charles Barkley. Please Google this fact checker. Charles Barkley, he was about to get a deal, I think by Nike or a brand as well. And Jordan called him up and he was like, listen, I know money's important, money is amazing, whatever they're offering you, maybe don't go for that. Tell them you want shares and royalties. Mm. And he's also eating forever from, I mean, you were in Irving's. I mean, when.
Yeah, these ones are also from way back. I think they're probably influenced by.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So it literally changed the landscape for merchandising and.
But do you think Jordan's deal is better than Kanye West one, the Yeezys with Adidas?
Well, I don't know the numbers, but. I mean, it is, bro. Jordan is a billionaire, bro, because of
Kanye owns the shoe. Kanye owns the shoe, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm, they're back with him now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They couldn't, exactly. Yeah, Kanye, what a fucking force. Amazing. I don't know, bro. I don't know the numbers, but I would say yes, based on when did the MJ deal happen.
Mm.
The MJ deal literally... If it wasn't for that, Kanye West possibly wouldn't even have a deal.
Mm.
You know, the MJ deal carved the way for everybody else who followed has got a sneaker deal. LeBron had a sneaker deal. Mm. Kobe got a sneaker deal. Everybody. And all those sneaker deals aren't sneaker deals where it's just like, take money, go. You know what I mean? It's royalty revenue. And I think it changed the landscape for deals generally.
Mm.
You know, because now people know that you can... opt for, you know, Jordan is a billionaire thanks to Nike. Yeah, man, and amazing. Also, they benefited because they sold a ton of shoes thanks to the phenomenon that Jordan became.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a huge gamble and it paid off.
You're saying, Echeka?
Just to confirm what Saul is saying, yes, Charles Barkley is making...
Barkley
is making approximately $3 million per year till this day with Nike.
And he stopped playing basketball when?
Wow.
Listen to that, bro. Wow. Thanks to Jordan, he was like, and thanks to Michael Jordan's mom, she's the real goat.
Mm.
Who was like, he's like, nah, don't trust me. There's money in this thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to become an icon and a legend.
Then I also caught up on adulting. Hey, man, that shit just keeps getting better and better, man.
I'm so...
Did you finish it?
Is it the final season?
Yeah.
Final episode?
Only 8 episodes.
Yeah. No, guys.
You way. Yeah, power, bro.
Yeah. Did you remember that scene where he's like, "Minang tatnama blowjobski"?
Hey, that thing made me laugh, eh? So this motherfucker. Nah, but still though, this nigga cheats on his wife, at all, and then the wife cheats back. Wait, did the wife cheat back or what?
She always brushed it aside whenever they mentioned the gym instructor. She never confirmed or denied.
Cause they were come out of the hotel though, ne? She just didn't kiss goodbye or anything, and she never. I think she sort of admitted. Just
but she didn't say no, though. Yeah,
but she never said no explicitly. Mm. Is it a red flag for her? Before we even get to the blow, is it a red flag for her to cheat back?
Shoo. Hey!
A red flag for her to cheat back.
Is it a red flag of her to cheat back?
Nah, tricky one. But
the thing is, the starting point is already a red flag, you know? It's from just start. If everything was fine, then she's just cheating. Then it's like that's a red flag. But the starting point, he's cheating.
And also the manner.
So it's not a red flag. Reciprocation of cheating is not a red flag.
But also the manner in which he cheated, like with the wife, with the side chick driving his car, wearing his clothes, coming to the house. But also that's like, geez.
But he was cheating like blah, but exactly. He was just like giving away these nuts, you know, like you get a nut. Everyone was just getting his nut.
Yeah, but you know, as niggas, we can't cheat, dog. We're always like fucking sloppy with it.
Yeah, true. Because the girls we're cheating with are also sloppy with it.
Oh!
Right? Not like, well, we've cheated, but not like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the wife no longer gives those sloppy blowjobs. I mean, that's why he complained. Then gets to that, where now they're having... Because then that was a red flag. Bro, you are cheating. But it's always like that with niggas, isn't it? Mm. You are cheating, and then when your woman cheats, it's like it's the end of the world. He called family meetings, remember?
For himself.
Not knowing she... Not knowing it's for him. He gets it out of your family. It's family. Because the wife be knowing that he's getting up to no good, and then the wife is putting him on blast right there and then. Mm. So that was a red flag as well, you know? Mm. And I know, and niggas would say, hi, hey, but more as now go to Nezono Zako and you catch her. Mm. Hey, but it's difficult, man.
Yeah.
Ukhelo as a man.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than that. You want to die, my man.
Even if you've been cheating, you want to die. Mm. Mm. And then, so they're having a heart to heart now, you know, and she's stamping her foot down and it's like, but baby, girl, that you blow job.
Why don't women get it? Why don't women get it, ghost lady?
What do you mean?
Just suck some dick, man. Your relationship would be fine, bro.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, suck a dick.
But
Sammy, you suck a music. Be a suck a dick as well, you know, for a second.
But at the end of the day, remember her issues. She has been running this household practically all alone. This guy even said that it's boring to go to parents' a meeting. Like, how can you as a parent be saying it's boring to help your kids do homework? Yes, it technically is, but you brought these kids, you know? You take them to school.
Yeah, parents' meeting.
How much does it take to suck a dick? Come on.
You can do a parents'
but
meeting.
But raising kids is also as difficult.
You can suck a dick during the parents' meeting.
Yes. Eating good at book meter. Come on.
I didn't what?
I'm saying, woman, you guys are good at meeting.
Because that's what you want. And it's in Funabantuana. So you can feel like, men, you've got offspring, right?
Then do the parents' meeting too.
Yes. Also, which meeting too?
Because we paid for... Look, hang on, because... But he has done his role as well, hasn't he? He's paying for the feed, he's paying for transport. He also is doing heavy lifting as a man. Yeah. And you want him to get home, cook, get home. Is fine, but not for him to have standard things. Also, is like...
If you can't afford someone to help, like a helper in the house, then guess what? As a man, you'll also have to...
chip
help.
In.
Help. You got no excuse. You got two helpers. Yes, so you gotta suck some dick, man.
No, so, oh, Naga's giving you them nuts. Two helpers. Fucking hell. Yeah, jeez, so, man. Two helpers. I mean, Naga is like, I want it all. I don't want any excuses in the morning during lunch. I want it all. I mean, fuck, you need a third one. I'll throw in the third one. You know what I mean? She can help you open the door as you walk in. Hey, now we know. Two helpers. Oh, so you got no jobs in the household. We judge by the number of helpers. Yeah. There's no helper. There's no blowjobs. There are no blowjobs in that household.
No, but no, there are men that actually put in the work and also assist, and then they still get the blowjobs.
Blowjob. Right? Wow. So our reward for helping around the house and washing dishes is blowjobs.
It just depends on what you want. But I remember, not everyone probably is into getting a blowjob or I don't know what. Mm. You know, maybe for some people it's not that much of a priority. But yeah.
And did you see that chick, man? The guy who drives the Brabus.
I told you. And Bonga is such a fucking gent, man. But what are you saying about her?
Why is she interfering with who he's friends with? That's got nothing to do with her, bro.
That's it, Nene.
Technically, it doesn't.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Nemek. Mm. Bonga has been such a true gent throughout the he's the one who's got his shit together, apart from the fact that he doesn't want a wife, and that's still up to him. That's a decision he makes. Personal preference, who cranked? He is not the one who's had his shit falling apart, you know, Eric, BU, Tiki Tiki, BU, Mpo, all of them. He's
how funny was BU and Libo fighting over the same woman?
Big brother fighting over Big Mama. The Big Brother contestants fighting over Big Mama. You saw that in the store, right? Because he's now smashing the MEC, Libo. But he's been eyeing the MEC, remember, in the earlier episodes.
Yeah, he did come on one of the shows.
Yes. My thing with Ubonga is, he could be the ultimate red flag. And
no way.
You know, because he landed an 80 million rand deal, right? Has now put that in jeopardy. I don't want to spoil it. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Spoiler, he's put that in jeopardy because of his love for his friends and the lengths he's willing to go to for his friends, right? Has lost the woman he loves. Bonga has never been the dating type.
Yeah.
Because of home and what has been happening at home. His dad left the mom. He literally, his dad was using him, your favor, with other women, right?
That was wild.
And even that, that was a mind fuck, that episode.
Mm. It was.
Because he's reprimanding his dad and you think he's right. And then he goes to his mom and the mom slaps the reality into him and you realize, oh fuck, yeah, he was out of order. Anyway, he's lost so much for his friends. I know he was the first when Tiki Tiki got shot on the scene, but he has lost so much.
Yeah, but you know,
he's lost a good woman.
Bro, they say bros over hoes, man.
No, but you know.
And even Inkrupego over everything else, because he's lost a deal, he's lost a good woman.
Exactly.
Nkanyezi was a fucking star.
Nah, man, she's controlling, man.
No,
hell no.
I feel like, you know, their issue could have been resolved. I feel like their issue could have been resolved. It wasn't that drastic. Yes, obviously she was judging, and she was judging because of what she sees.
Do you judge Naga's friends?
No, I don't.
That's why it doesn't have any.
No, it does have.
Does he have
you
friends?
You are one of them.
Yeah, you see, Matt is successful, Africa's biggest podcaster. Does he have friends that he disapprove of? But he loves them. For real, loves them. Like, the friends who are always borrowing money, the friends who always need a ride.
Yes. And I never get in between that because I know how he will come and complain and whatever. And I'm like, but I know when we probably go back to visit home, we were back in Nelspruit, you'll be the first one we'll call are those friends you'll be chilling with, and you know what the deal is.
Thank you.
So it's like, it's something that you maybe at first in a relationship, you may be like, oh, you know, you're trying to be controlling, but it's things that you end up over time, you can mature and say, you know what, it's not a big deal.
His friends are not a bad influence. They were not forcing him to commit crime and steal cars and whatever.
In fact, he was telling Eric all the time, stop this fucking thing. They even fought and Eric punched him, remember, when he was telling him, listen, nigga, you need to stop.
And that's the thing with life. If you let you, you got poison.
Exactly.
You can't let go of your true day ones, bro.
I'm just, remember, I was agreeing with you and I still do, but damn, man, it has cost him. And it's a G for that, you know, because he's now lost the gig. the tender, because I mean, he got it through the
sister's brother.
Do you know the sister's brother? It's Isaac Gampu. It's Ken Gampu's son.
Oh, for real?
Do you know Ken Gampu?
Huh?
You know the face. You know Ken Gampu?
Let me Google it.
Wow, no one knows. Wow.
Ken Gampu.
Wow, you guys are not cultured. No one in this room knows Ken Gampu.
Who's Ken Gampu?
South African.
Wow. Wow, you you guys don't know Ken Gampu.
Okay, tell us.
One of the first black South Africans to be featured in a Hollywood film. Oh, wow.
Oh, which
Ken
one?
Ken Gampu. An old film. Hollywood has been around since before we even existed.
Mm. So oh, you'd know him. He's from Frostlaras. That's why.
Oh, but Ken Gampu, he was on. He's a big South African iconic, one of our best exports and iconic actors. He paved the way for everyone. Ken Gampu, boy.
We only know waffles, my man.
Jeez, bro. That's the wrong uncle, man. Ken Gampu was the uncle before waffles, bro. Yeah, he's Ken Gampu's son. He's a comedian, Isaac Gampu.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Like, I just feel so pissed, you know, because I loved Bonga, but he just lost so much.
Gantier, if you had to choose between your friends and your woman, who would you choose? And these are your day ones.
Yeah. His woman.
Alright, man.
Don't be scared, so.
I'll choose. Thing is, it's like my day ones were not as close before, but at the peak of our closeness, I would have chosen them over my.
Why aren't you guys close?
Because, like, when I went through my life things, I literally just cut everybody off.
Oh, and, like, they didn't cut you off.
No, yeah, they'd never. They'd never. Sure I don't want to lie. They'd never. I'd even get, like, there was two, you know, who were sort of dicks from before, but we stopped being friends with them even though everybody else was tired because they were just fucking weird, you know what I mean? But everybody else was down with me, you know? And, like, they would even send Facebook inboxes and stuff, and I just ignore them. So, yeah, but they're still my boys. We're still very tight.
Oh, you guys still chat?
Yeah, we still chat. We still chat, like, link up as well sometimes, you know?
Mm.
They spent like 3 days in my old apartment a while back when we're partying a storm before the radio. When I was still like fucking party 3 days in a row. And yeah, they're still my boys. We're still very, very, very good. We're still very good. Friends, man.
Nah.
You know, especially if it's a chick who makes you choose between them.
Yeah.
So I understand, Dubong. It's just that so much was at stake. Man.
And you, Ghost Lady, who would you choose between your friends?
And he essentially saved Eric's life.
I'll choose my partner.
Hey.
Over your friends?
Yes.
Have you chosen your partner? Has he said before that, I don't approve of these girls?
No. He's not like that. Okay. Yeah, but I'll choose my partner any day.
Not your friends?
And you?
Indoor.
You? Na lady or the boys?
Na lady is one of the boys. That's the problem.
I want to cop out. What a cop out.
No, that's the problem.
What a cop out.
Now we know the
what
problem.
A cop out. But you see, the thing is. No, but.
One of the boys.
But you see, the thing is.
You dog.
No, it's a cop out, but it's tough because Naledi has seen you through the ups and the downs.
And so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so to ask someone who's not been in a relationship where there was like super, super downs to know.
Okay, what I can say is that I need my friends for certain things. Mm. So if I'm going through something, I know I can call this person. If I'm going through something, I can call this person. But with Naledi, I need it for everything.
Mm.
Yeah, friends can't give you the blowjob now, can they?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no head boy there. There's an ice boy, though. There's no head boy. He pele wo ice boy pele poison. Head boy.
I was also watching. Hey man, I watched a lot of TV yesterday,
but
man.
You know, I think overall though, with the adulting conversation, like I felt like how it ended. I think what it shows with all the characters is that not everything that glitters is gold. So you see how we have been arguing about it from the beginning. Oh, this one. But at the end, it's almost like, okay, everyone has an issue there, you know, and it's everyone has.
It's adulting, right?
Everybody
has shit
it's
going on.
Yeah, because when I first started watching it, I'm like, oh man, this is just like Pornhub light, you know? Because every 5 minutes, there's a sex scene.
Mm.
And then they started adding like the kid and the parents, and you saw how dynamic the characters became. And then that's when, like, I was like, oh, this is dope.
And how complex all issues are.
100%.
Yeah, before moving on, do you Because it confused me, man, for a moment, like in the end, where I was rooting for Bonga when he was, you know, telling his dad shit for coming back into his mom's life. And then going to the mom, and the mom puts so much perspective into it, like that when you love someone, you love someone.
Yeah.
Was he wrong for stepping in? And even going to the mom and said, how could you let this guy back in your life when he hurt you and put us through so much shit? And the mom told him that this is the man that I love and I will always love him no matter how much he has hurt me. You're still a kid. You have no right, especially because you can't even get a wife. You saw that, right? I was like,
where's your girlfriend?
Like, where's your wife? Girlfriend? You know, you're out here telling me not to take your dad back after all the bullshit he did and whatnot. You can't even get married. You're not even half the man your dad is, essentially.
Mm. Well, I'll talk from my perspective, right? I find it hard to judge people. So even like in my situation, my mom and dad were never together. But like me and my dad, we chat now. But I never talk about like how he treated my mom or whatever. Because for me, I don't feel like it's my place. You know, and whatever happened between them is in the past. You know, you know. So for me,
the thing is, Mac, sorry, is that you are not exposed to the issues of whatever that happened between them.
No, I am. I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Because remember, he cheated on my mother with her best friend. Uh-huh. And they got married.
Your dad is content. Fuck, bring that man here, man. Bring
what?
Your dad must be friend of the show, for real.
But I can't judge him on that because I wasn't there and I don't know what happened. You know what I mean?
And it's so funny. Ooh. How did you meet Naledi? Hey! It's a Kazini. And your dad has passed it down to you. Because he was on a date with Naledi's best friend. T.E.T.E. Naledi, now that the two kids married, essentially. Hey, Bomkwebo, the blood of Bomkwebo. Yeah, if you got a best friend, keep your best friend away, ladies. If your man is Mkwebo, keep the best friend away from your man. You have been warned.
Fuck, you crazy, man.
It's the truth, though, isn't it? Oh. Fucking hell.
Okay, no, actually... You're a good example, actually. Yeah. You're able to separate yourself, okay, which he failed to do.
Yeah, it's whatever they went through, they went through.
You know what I mean? Shout out to you. That's big because a lot of times we, especially growing up with a single mom, we grew up with so much hearing of how useless your dad is and what he did, what he did wrong and stuff. And
you end up in your adult life. Hate.
Come again?
I'm saying you end up carrying all that hate.
Yes, you carry all the hate. And in your adult life, you're like, now I can tell this motherfucker.
The other day, I get to, you know, he's got Quantum. So we needed a car for we had a gig or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, can I use your H1? So I sent him a WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, can I use your H1 this weekend? Mm-hmm. He responds. He's like, no. I didn't raise you like that. You must say hi first. I'm like,
you didn't raise me, nigga. Nigga, don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get too excited.
Don't get too excited. You didn't raise me, nigga. You see what I'm saying? I'm sure your mom didn't raise you like that. You should have told him, you mean my mom. I didn't raise you. Now he's overstepped. I'll tell him, nigga, I am. What I saw your speed. I saw your pop. I can imagine. Yeah, getting excited now.
And then also I was watching the Milk Stout Black Conversations, yeah?
Oh,
the Castle Milk Stout Black Conversations.
What were they talking about? I think I saw a bit of it.
So they were talking about...
mental health.
Mental health. Mm. And I liked what Kanyimbao said, bro. She said that now the word mental health is a word that's just been used loosely. Mm. Like people just want to use it...
True, she's right.
You know, when they act out of character... It's just become an excuse for doing like stupid shit.
Yes, yeah. Or you're going through a little thing... You got paid, you blew your money, and then you're going to throw "I'm depressed" loosely out of it. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just like with depression. It's like people use it so loosely now. You know, you're right. She's
but
right,
what
though.
Is mental health there? I still don't get it.
It's exactly that, man. I think mental health is, as black people, we've always known it to be taboo because it's like ukhanya. You know what I mean? And sometimes when someone, it's like when a kid is born deformed, and they've got a particular disability that can be explained scientifically, will mystify it and make it, it's like, loyiwe, or you're a bad spirit, you gave birth to such a child. And mental health is taboo just like that. You know, mental health is obviously mental wellness. It's anxiety. Mental sicknesses also fall under, you know, mental health. And we don't talk about it a lot.
Sure, Skim GP. You didn't answer my question.
What do you mean? Did I not answer?
You are answering.
What does it look like? Explain to me, what is mental health? What does it look like? Describe it.
I just did.
No, like, okay, we work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Describe a moment in time where something that might have happened that could be mental health.
How would I know what you go through, what I go through?
Because it's different for everyone.
That's the problem. We don't even talk about it. We don't even express it now, do we?
I'm just trying to understand, what does this thing look like? What is it? Like, how do you know, okay, cool, now I'm going through mental health?
Bro.
Not necessarily going through, but I think mental health is maybe like mental health.
How do you go through physical health?
My man, if I drink too much and I'm vomiting, that's...
So if I exert myself too much. Where there's a balanced, like, well-being, you know, when your mind is at a balanced state, you know, everything is clear, you're okay, you know, you're functioning, but at the moment that they are distractions, not necessarily just distractions, but there's stuff just affecting you that are just overwhelming you.
My psychiatrist said that if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do anything, then wakoisha.
Okay, so if you've got an example?
Every day then, yeah.
I was waiting for him to tell me an example.
Oh.
I think he knows a lot about mental health.
No, but mental health, Joe, it's
very diverse.
Yeah, it is, bro. You know, overexerting yourself, traumas are mental health. You know what I mean? Like, if you grew up and, you know, seeing your mom being hit, for example, I don't, you know, have that, but a lot of South Africans have that experience.
That's trauma.
And that's mental health.
That's mental
trauma
health.
Is not good for your mental health.
It affects
your mental well-being. Mental health is mental well-being. Mental health issues is stuff that hamper your mental well-being.
So that means mental health is based on things that have happened to you.
A lot of times.
Even though currently happening to you, it could be from the workspace that you're in. You know, maybe just the work environment is toxic. Oh, so that affects you.
A lot of people, but that's the source of their mental health.
This just explains what Kanyimba was saying. Then it's an open-ended thing. Then anything can be mental health. Like, I'm hungover and I don't want to go to work. Mental health.
Okay, how's a blowjob mental
open-ended.
Health?
It's open-ended.
No, it's not.
It's open-ended.
No. Kanyimba was saying
But that's self-inflicted.
Yes.
That's self-inflicted.
So some mental health can be self-inflicted.
No. Yeah. Most importantly, good point.
Thank God, no, I know.
I personally believe...
Whoa.
I personally believe that even the self-infliction of like toxic behaviors that end up with you being in a depressed state qualify as well. Just because it's self-inflicted, it doesn't mean it's not real. Someone can live a particular life, lead a life a certain way, end up depressed.
Let me call myself.
It doesn't disqualify it as mental health. It can be self-inflicted. It's still more depressed or depressed. When you wake up not feeling like anything, not wanting to open your curtains and facing people, that is. When you pick up drugs or any habit or a gambling problem, right? It's mental health issue. It's self-inflicted, but it still does not disqualify it from being a mental health issue.
Yeah, no, true.
So I think most importantly, sometimes we're like, well, you got your just desserts. You did this. This was the result. Play stupid game. Win silly prizes. It doesn't mean that
your life hasn't been... Do you feel like more training in this whole mental health?
Do you think?
Like, we need more training as black
people. I like that the Castle Must Out Black Conversations, they were talking about black mental health in the black community. And I think we do, most importantly, because we are the race that for hundreds of years, the world over, has been disenfranchised, abused, treated, humiliated, treated inhumanely. And 50 years ago, you'd find your grandfather... God knows what happened to him at work, the treatment he got from someone young enough to be his son, you know. Then he gets home and he's got this built-up issues. He can't even tell his wife, do you know that 21-year-old, I'm fucking 45, called me a boy? You know what I mean? Our women have been raped, all these things. And historically, even the way we grew up in the township, technically speaking, townships are inhumane. The way people live, if you drive through Olumisa squatter camp or Alex, the squatter camps, it's depressing.
Yeah.
You know, kids grow up, their parents are having sex because parents need to have sex, but we're living in a shack, it's single space, and kids grow up seeing that.
Yeah.
So black people are the ones who, most importantly, need the mental health awareness and to talk about it and to talk about things, because we are the community that's got this bottled up hate, trauma. We've been victimized for a very long time. Someone may say, yeah, apartheid is over, but the remnants and the traces of it still, the fruits of it are still thriving. Kokasi, in the township.
You know, so whose responsibility does it become?
Ours.
A personal, when you just say ours, personally, personal or as a group or as a community?
As a group, so we understand one another. I heard someone in the episode, Black Conversation, Milk Stout, saying, it was, who was it? I forgot now what they were saying. It's,
I know Kanye got a,
it's not group
flag.
Work. It's,
did she?
Some, yeah, that we need to be, no man is an island. And I like what Siyabonga Ngokazi said. He doesn't know what it is to be black, but he knows what it is to be a black man. And in our culture, normally, you know, we have imbizo, sit around and gather and chat and talk about things. And I think that's the African way. So
let's call your therapist. Mine's not answering.
I don't have one. Yours kicked me out of class and said, I'm fine. Apparently, I don't need therapy.
Does anyone know another therapist we can call here?
Oh, I don't have a number.
You don't have? Zozo? Zozo's the closest thing to have to a therapist. Grab a mic there, Zozo, and explain to us what you think mental
Zozo,
health is.
Zozo, yeah? Wow.
She's saying she doesn't drink. She's here with us
Zozo
on the weekend.
Drink.
Zozo drinks. No way Zozo doesn't drink.
Zozo doesn't drink, man. Zozo will break it down for us.
Zozo, do you have a child?
Zozo got no child.
If you do have...
Continue. If I have...
What do you think, what do you think mental health is, Zozo?
Because Tactus Kupus, Faga Zozo. So when the child comes out of you, you can name school.
First of all, Zozo's not my ID name, but okay.
But you're
no,
Zozo.
I can't give a clear-cut answer of what mental health is, but for me, as I'm listening to you guys talking, I'm thinking mental health, the way I understand anyway, is an umbrella term for a variety of things, e.g. depression,
anxiety,
all of that stuff.
Yes.
Ghost Lady asked if it's your personal, if it's your responsibility as a person. I believe to a certain extent you do have to take some level of personal responsibility for yourself.
Yes.
Yes, you are going to need some level of support, and that's why we have therapists and all that stuff. But to a certain accountability, more than anything.
Thank you.
You need to account for yourself as an individual. You also need to be very conscious of the stuff that you expose yourself to, the stuff that you say, the stuff that you do, because it's a lot of things, I think, like Saul has been saying, that contribute to the end result of you being depressed.
And sometimes it's your own habits and actions.
Yeah, but also I think... I don't think you cause your own anxiety. I don't think you cause your own depression.
Sometimes.
There's a lot of external things that happen around you that are out of your control that result in you being depressed. Also, it's a chemical balance thing, isn't it? Where
also, yeah.
Yeah, there's stuff that you, like, in your body that results in you becoming depressed.
At times, yes.
I stand to be corrected, but yeah.
No, you're right. At times, you're a well-behaved child, grew up to a well-behaved adult, and you still get depressed.
Yeah.
Because even depression alone is such a broad term.
And you, fact checker as a 2000? Because you guys are going through the most, man, with social media and everything.
What was your question? Sorry.
What is mental health?
The very same thing that Zozo said. It's an umbrella of many things. But what I'd like to disagree is about the whole thing of it being self-inflicted. I feel as if we are all prone to being tested mental health wise. Like as Saul said about someone who grew up in a squatter camp or something, apologies, they do not choose to be in such an environment and they are more prone to traumas and mental health issues and they do not know how to sort it out.
Yeah.
Us as black people, it's a generational thing, honestly speaking, and there's no cure for it. And the reason why I'm saying there is no cure for it is because we've always had these proverbs or beliefs. One, there's no such thing as depression. How are you depressed when there's food and you have more than what someone else needs?
Yes.
In Dota Aikali, you go to mountains, you come back, you're not supposed to tell people about what you've encountered.
Yeah.
No matter how traumatic it is, it's your right way or path.
I can tell you guys. I mean, what do you guys want to know?
Do you eat just your foreskin?
No, you drink it.
Ah.
So how do you liquefy it, the foreskin?
No, man, I don't know.
You can't drink a solid.
Hey, bro, I don't know. I just know they cut it, and then jiggy jiggy, within 10 seconds, you're drinking something and your foreskin's in there.
And mentally, so you're okay.
You swallow it.
You swallow it, but as you swallow it whole.
Hey, man. I can't remember, man. That was like 30
years
ago.
Does it choke you at some point?
3 years ago?
30.
Oh, you were like 5 when you were in there?
No, I was like 12, 13.
Oh, wow.
The Mets is not Metsy. Anyway.
And then do you have to go and smash a girl as soon as you're out there?
No. It doesn't heal for like 3 weeks after you leave the mountain.
But is there a mandate that you must get laid as soon as you've healed?
No. No. You can't, bro. Like, the skin has to come out by itself. So it's like, you know, when you have a sore and it bleeds, and then there's that. You understand?
No. I don't understand, man.
Like, you know when, if you cut your thumb, right?
Yes.
It bleeds. And then there's like a, it becomes hard, like the blood becomes hard and stuff.
You mean like a scab, basically?
Like a scab, right? And then you have to put methylated spirit so it becomes
dry
again.
Okay.
So you do that for like 3-4 weeks until it becomes wholesome.
Oh.
Then you're ready to fuck when it's
no,
wholesome.
No, man.
When it's wholesome.
You can't just go from the mountain to fucking. No.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did they bandage you or you just...
No, there's no bandage.
Ah, there is no Western stuff.
Nature must do its work.
Then you smoke a lot of weed, do you?
Smoke weed?
Yeah.
No.
Up there?
No.
Oh, well, cultures are not the same. There's some that smoke
weed. No. We didn't smoke anything. We just eat a shitload. And when you sleep, you can't cross your legs because then your dick will be... glued to your legs. So you have to sleep like this for 4 weeks.
Whoa, for real?
Mm.
Wow, man. What do you guys want to know? No one. I'm the only curious one here. What do you guys want to know?
Oh. So you're sleeping there like in a birthing position.
In a chicken, roasting chicken.
I'm so glad we're having this conversation because after Thursday, we can always bring this back up to show that we're a wholesome podcast.
Yeah, you
talk
know,
about wholesome, things that
talk
matter.
About things that really matter. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, come.
Zozo. Shirts now. Zozo from podcast.
Yeah.
Before Zozo disagrees or whatever, in terms of kids who do not make it into the mountains, how do you guys handle that emotionally and mentally?
What do you mean?
Like, I hear stories, I've never been to the mountains, that there are those specific people who just cannot handle the circumcision and they die. Or something happens to them while they're there. Like, how do you, watching or being a friend around them, how do you handle that emotionally?
Well, you don't see much of what happens. And the people that die is because of the people that were operating on them. It's not necessarily the kids. So if you get a shit doctor and they botch you, chances are you'll die. So it's the same thing.
Did you see someone who went through the most in your camp, in your group?
Nah, I just
there's only one guy who's like, fuck, and hell, he's like picked on and stuff.
Nah, there's a guy
the weakest,
who tried to escape and they beat the shit out of him.
Oh, shit.
Did you guys beat him or the
No,
the teachers?
The teachers there.
The initiators. Mkongi, ne? Is it? It's not Mkongi. What is it? There's a term for it, man. I think it's Mkongi, yeah.
And is it qualified doctors or is it just... men who are just...
It's men who've been doing it for a long time.
Oh. In the village. It's not Mkongi.
But it's not qualified doctors.
Is uncles at the Lobola negotiation.
Yeah, Mkongi, yes.
It's Ukankana, yeah, Ukankana. So it's Ukankana.
I might have misunderstood fact checker, and you can correct me if I did. She said something along the lines of, if you come from like the township or like a very bad... place or whatever, if it generally come from a financially unstable background or whatever, then you might be more susceptible to having mental health issues. There's a very big misconception still that if you have everything, then you're not likely to have any problems. So,
i.e. Ricky Rick.
You know, so, okay, then I misunderstood you. Because there are a lot of people, very rich people, who also go through very, like, big mental health issues.
The most, yeah.
So mental health doesn't have, like, an identity.
No, yeah.
Anyone can go through, that's how I understand anyway, anyone can go through anxiety and depression and whatever else that mental health is understood to be. That's all. That's just what I wanted to add.
Do some oaks come out depressed out of that situation?
Not that I know of.
Even the ones you've, like, you've never spoken to someone who. But also, if you admit that you're depressed, or it has affected you for all these years, or it has changed the trajectory somehow of your life and your behavior, then you're weak, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean,
deemed weak.
Look, we're now into initiation. Words like depressed, anxiety didn't exist. It's words that came out 5 years ago. So maybe someone was going through that, but they didn't know what it was called.
If your son asked not to go to the mountain, would rather go the hospital route, would you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
No, he must go to the mountain. Especially him. He's too soft, that one. He must go to the mountain. For 6 months at least.
Yeah, Ukankata. Hey, he's going to get the... Oh, when are we going to barbecue, James? When are we... Oh, James. When are we going to barbecue, James? Ah, yeah, Ziggy. Hey.
Anyway, let's move on, man. I feel like, yo, we took a shot left, eh? Yeah?
Hey, mooked out. Black voices, it's you who watched it, you see. Now we're here. But I like it. It's informative and we get to share. Even though we don't know everything, some of us may be wrong in our views, but it's still, we get to learn and teach one another.
Yeah, man, it was one of the best days of my life, man. It's amazing. The spirit, the brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You feel like you're a part of something, you know?
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
Anyway.
All right. No, guys, there was one of the stories that came out this weekend. Remember, Shakira was obviously did the song for 2010. So,
Waka, Waka, yeah.
So one of the backup singers in her team from South Africa revealed this week that they are still being owed royalties from the 2010 World Cup, the song Waka Waka. Remember that?
How's that possible, man? It's like 20 years on, bro. Like, why are they really coming out now?
Exactly. So this guy by the name of Ox, is it Ox Aliyawo? You know, I don't know if I'm saying it right. So he's the one that wrote on his Twitter and confirmed all of this, that they are still owed royalties for that. And he was only 13 years old then. And it went as far as that they were actually introduced to Shakira as... AIDS orphanages, orphans, basically. So it is a bit like, why were they never compensated? Or is it maybe that they were from an organization of some sort that was compensated, but they never gave them the money?
What input do they have in the song? That guy who was singing. 13 then?
They were singing. Or remember, somewhere in the background, kids, the kids. Yeah.
You see, that's the thing.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Were they not maybe part of some organization?
Does he have paperwork to show that they're part of the intellectual property of the song? Just because you're on the song doesn't mean...
I think it's just for performance. I think
yes, then you're a session musician. If I write a song and I hire you to just come sing the lyrics, or if I compose a melody and I hire you to play it, then the intellectual property is mine because I created the melody.
Pause,
but if you add on to it and stuff, sharp. But if they were already... If they just came to sing, they will get paid for the session.
It sounds like they saw the song on TV somewhere, and he was telling his friends, "It's like, hey, I was singing."
And then people are like, "Did you get paid?"
Nah, because
if he wasn't an orphanage and they were part of the choir of the orphanages or a movement, then he must ask the body that was representing them that could be possibly have gotten paid. And if there was a royalty thing, what if that body is still getting paid and not them as because there were so many kids there.
And a company that big wouldn't just fuck around like that, man. The company
You'd
that
be surprised.
Did the song.
Companies fuck around all the time.
Nah, for World Cup.
No. Nah,
Waka Waka.
Please, man. Look, you know, FIFA alone was corrupt at its highest during then. That whole World Cup in South Africa, we paid for it. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, true.
Big companies fuck up. There's criminals just like the lowest of all criminals.
Mm, true.
There's so much criminality in the world. I trust nothing and no one these days.
Fact checker's got some facts.
I mean, they were manipulating the rand the other year. Remember, wait. Big companies. Your big South African banks and companies.
Mm.
Companies are run by people. People are foul, bro.
Mm.
Mm. After searching, it was found that in 2011, the group Freshly Grounds, that was also featured in the song, also stated that they haven't been paid. And there isn't any backup as to state if the matter was resolved. But they're also stating that they haven't been paid, including the people who were stated to be the orphanages from an AIDS group. So from the looks of things, the only person who actually got paid for the song was Shakira.
With the smoke, there's fire.
If I was in an orphanage and could rob like that, mental health.
Mm.
I'd treat myself motherless.
Mm. Hey, bro, what's happening with Jamie Foxx, bro?
Oh, no idea, man.
Hey?
We all don't know, but the family's saying he's home and fine now, but...
Yeah, recovering.
Yeah, but...
Oh, so he's home now.
The family says, but...
Yeah.
Family say a lot of things, and then there's announcements, and we're seeing that Instagram announcement post, you know? So that's what the family's saying, but we don't know. We don't know what happened to him. I know it was during not on set, but he was working on a project and a movie.
Yeah.
And do you know that this is testament to how fast the world fucking moves. And sometimes your mental health comes first and your livelihood comes first because the world moves on. He was working on a movie and they finished it without him.
Oh.
So I think they got somebody else to. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how they did it. Please just verify that fact.
Jesus,
checker.
Crazy.
Close to show. People wake up in the morning, bust their asses to go work at a retail company or whatever, work when they're sick, not see their kids, miss parents' meetings and stuff. And when you die, that company replaces you next week. And that's the world, right? The world must go on.
Mm.
But your loved ones, whom you missed out on all the time for this company, will remember you and mourn you for the rest of their lives.
Mm.
Goes to show it, bro. If you can, fucking... mind your time to those that really matter.
Yeah, I know. That's true, man.
Yeah, with Jamie Foxx, I don't know what's going on. I hope he makes it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, one would say, I know a family member would be like, oh, that sucks you say that, but he's had such a huge impact and it was a fulfilling life he lived. Man, guy, I mean, he did so much, you know, but hopefully he doesn't go.
We're still waiting for that Mike Tyson movie. He's been saying it for years.
Dog, that movie. Where he describes that thing on the Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And on the camera, descends from, and you're hearing that in the dingy training room. Yeah, and it's not dropped yet.
No, it hasn't, man. He's been talking about it for years. You're saying, Fitchaker?
Yeah, to confirm what Saul has been saying, yes, Jamie Foxx was being replaced for a movie that he was shooting. That wasn't complete as yet. It hasn't been stated exactly who was going to replace him, but he has released a statement stating that he will be back and is fully recovering.
Oh, at least, man. Anyway, on a lighter note, thanks to our friends at Accelerate Fiber, my dog.
Yeah.
One lucky chiller.
Uh-huh.
If they buy
uh-huh.
a ticket for uh-huh. Sunbet Arena on the uh-huh. 30th of July uh-huh. this week,
uh-huh.
is going to get 3 months free.
Uh-huh.
Fiber.
Oh, shout out Accelerate Fiber. Shout out Accelerate.
So all you have to do is get yourself a ticket to Sunbed Arena. We'll put the link in the description below.
Nice.
Quick Hits, I think that's the ticketing company we're using, right?
Yeah.
Get yourself a ticket and then, next week Monday we'll announce who's going to walk away with 3 months free fiber to watch podcasts and chill. Dope. Thanks to Accelerate Fiber.
Dope, beautiful.
Black owned company, by the way.
Yeah. Black owned. Shout out to Accelerate Fiber.
Yeah.
I deal with Mbali from there.
Is it?
She's the brother's own, the owner's sister.
Yeah.
Shout out to them, man. Internet is really good.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Bro, Brian McKnight is a dick.
Why?
Brian McKnight is a fucking dick. And this is a thing that needs to be spoken about. A lot of niggas do this thing. So, he disowned his kids, right? But he says it was mutual. The detaching and, hey, you're on your own, I'm on my own, right? He had a child, Brian McKnight Jr. Now, he got married, new woman. Niggas do this. The new kid, newborn, is Brian McKnight Jr. Now he's got two Brian McKnight Juniors because the other one to him doesn't exist. And niggas do this. No, niggas do this. Niggas do this, act like they're firstborn out of
wedlock.
In fact, I was doing a thing yesterday, right? I won't say any names. I was doing recording a thing yesterday, and the guy does have a child before the marriage. And then in the conversation, when asked about, are you going to pass this down to your kids? He didn't mention the old kid. And I was about to ask him, what about? Because he was like, nah, the new ones are too young to. But I was like, wait, you got a 19-year-old. What about him? And niggas tend to do that when they meet a new chick. And it's like me, acting like Malaika doesn't exist now. Mm. Even Brad McKnight did that. Apparently, he was thanking his wife for making him a girl daddy.
Yeah, the current wife.
Yeah, but he's got a girl already by the old wife or girlfriend or whatever. And niggas do that. Niggas do that. Disown, act like their kids prior to their marriage don't exist. Noticed. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't. Why would anyone do that, bro?
Niggas do that like, oh, I've got two kids. Nigga, you got three kids. Others. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
So, there's a kid. Just Google this. Yeah. There's a kid who now, the court, he's taking, I think the court, he's won. The court has granted him the right to a DNA test.
Test, yeah.
Because he's been claiming and saying that he's Jay-Z's son.
Whoa.
And he looks like Jay-Z. Please Google that kid. Can't believe I forgot this. And apparently Jay-Z's got some other kids before Beyonce that he does not want to acknowledge. But nigga, we didn't say go on tour and fuck girls without a condom or whatever. Because one day you're going to meet Beyonce and your life is this way. Admit it. You know what I mean? And niggas always want to have this perfect.
Smith, he's got.
No, but
I mean, he acknowledges.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's
I think it's Trey, his name.
Yeah, he did
just the two of us. Mm. We could make it if we tried. For that kid, the firstborn kid. Mm. You know, he embraces him as part of the family. You know what I mean? But niggas don't want to have. What are these families called? Not hybrid. What are they called? These families now? Where it's like
parenting.
No, not co-parenting, but they're called. There's a word for them. The what families? Mixed families.
Mixed families, maybe.
Naga. Now, how would you act if Naga now came and said, "There's a 12-year-old,
a 12-year-old,
or a 20-year-old,
and it's not alcohol.
Yes, it's not a bottle, but the name is Glenn, and I've got this child, Glenn, 2-year-old." Drop it. You're gonna live with that guy. No ways. But it happens sometimes where niggas don't even tell the new ones that they've got a kid and just swiftly disown the kids they've had prior to a particular relationship. Sometimes he will even take care of the girlfriend, the new wife's kids, and not their own blood, not their own kids.
Mm.
Pay the fees, child goes to Kuro, here child goes to Mastolsan. But ngaputholisana ngama responsibilities ka no akamthola nomntana o akakatholisani next no baby mama.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens. Not it's just a joke, but it
no, it does
happen. Reality.
Yeah.
Niggas disown their kids when they found a new one.
Hey.
Especially yes, fact checker.
The term is called a blended family.
Blended family. I can't believe I forgot that. Imagine, bro. A blended family.
The gentleman, because he's 30 years old. His name is Rymer Satyam. I can't say his surname properly. Apologies. But he's been claiming that he's Jay-Z's son since 2012.
Yeah, I know. You got to believe him. For him to keep going with it.
Let me see you. The niggas are going to get this. Watch this nigga. What's his name?
We're just waiting for the DNA now.
I want you to post. Yeah, yeah. We'll post the son here. We'll post. Yeah, Rymer.
Rymer
Satterwaite.
Yes, that
it's one. Rymer Satterwaite. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's demanding DNA test from the Supreme Court. He's so confident that Jay-Z is his dad, he's demanding a DNA test to say yeah. And he's not, I don't think he's the only one. I've seen this happen before. Mm. And niggas do that. Brian McKnight made a statement literally saying that, hey, we agreed with these kids that I'm not their dad anymore. They're not my kids anymore.
And then we agreed.
Yeah, he says that. There's a video. Literally, listen to this, man. I don't know if you're going to get flagged for this, but listen to this, man.
Maybe he said that to the kids when they were like six.
Oh, come on. How you want these old kids who are six, man? Like,
that is foul, man.
Yeah.
That's foul, man. Like, man, where is this thing?
He's a pawn. He's not a knight, that one.
Nice one, bro. Get that chest. That's a chess move, right?
It's a chess move.
If you don't get it, you don't get it, man. Forget about it. Listen, listen.
Our estrangement was mutual. I never abandoned anyone. Our estrangement was mutual. But those posts made any roads towards reconciliation and acknowledging them a dead issue. And I changed my will the next day. I've spent the last 30 plus years building a recognized, respectable name. And ironically, there are still people out there who are trying to smear my name while still carrying it, hoping to use it for their own benefit.
The kids.
I make absolutely no apologies for naming my infant son Brian.
Brian.
I want him and the world to know that he is the one who is my true legacy.
Huh.
So I'll be over here continuing to love and protect my wife and our children as we continue to love our life.
Nah, we must take Brad McKnight back to one or back to zero. Nah, that's fucked up. That is fucked up. That's appalling. That's disgusting. I got to disown. And it's not like on the basis that they're not his true kids.
Mm.
Sometimes you can give, like, you can. We all know. You know what I mean?
Not true.
You dress us in borrowed robes and I'm a banshee. And then the kids are not yours. But these kids are his. He named one Brian McKnight. And then you on Brian.
Get copy and paste.
Oh, fuck it.
Like, who does that?
Brian McKnight is wild.
You're saying fake check.
I don't know if I should continue, but I'll just continue. Rema has been trying to take this to court since 2012. He lost the case in 2020, 2021, and 2022, but he is appealing it again because he does believe that Jay-Z has bought out some of the judges.
Yeah. Squashing it.
And my thing is, like, yo, Jay-Z can do a DNA test and still find a way of manipulating the results. You know, not the true results, but obviously the doctored, fabricated results. He's a billionaire. And let's be honest, bro. I mean, I would have found it weird. Like, how come Jay-Z doesn't have kids, you know?
Before.
Before. Mm-hmm. Dude, like, I mean, it's Jay-Z.
Big pimping.
Big pimping. Did you see that yacht? There wasn't... Chick's been clapped in that yacht of the video of Big Pimpin', you know? And come on.
Yeah.
I always found it straight. Nah, no ways. And also, if anyone out there claims they've got my kid and that they're my kid, oh, I'll be very open for a DNA test.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'll be, because, but Jay-Z, why am I fool?
I love girls. Remember that one?
Girls, that's fine. Yeah. That's just art. He's an artist. You know, you can paint any picture. It doesn't mean... You subscribe to it. He's an artist. You know what I mean? That's fine. But why isn't it DNA test?
Mm-mm.
If someone says they made a child, if someone comes and say when you're at YFM rocking before the condoms,
yeah,
they have a child with you, you'd be open to a DNA test.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, we welcome any testing here.
Mm.
I'd be open. But why doesn't Jay do the DNA test?
Mm.
Come on. We know it's a bit of a violation of... I don't know what, but it sounds like it. But to clear your name that you're not a father who doesn't not want nothing with this truly with his true spawn, his scion of his semen. Come on, just do the test.
And with me, we don't need a test. We just ask him, would you date
your best friend, your girlfriend's best friend? Like, two kids with do a whole relationship with her. Good.
That's so is your brother not Funzo?
shit. Before we go, man, got a shout out to OnQ Interface. Thank you for the beautiful cameras. So every single gear that we're using right now is thanks to OnQ Interface.
Shout out, OnQ.
It's a gear rental company based in Randburg. They supply industry standard and even Netflix approved camera equipment, sound equipment, and lighting equipment. Damn. Check them out on OnQ Interface and social media platforms or visit their website on www.onq.co.za for all the gear rental that you need. Damn. Make sure you check out Popcorn and Cheese dropping on Wednesday. Oh. He's dropping this Wednesday.
Shout out the boys.
This Wednesday, it's Loyi Sogola.
Ah,
Oh, Loyi Sogola!
Fave.
And it's been having a show somewhere.
He invited me.
Couldn't make. Oh fuck! I must check it because I said I couldn't make it, but it's like no, it's for the whole month. So I hope it's not done. I want to go check it out. Luis Okola is a cool one, man.
And then Thursday, where you at? When we drop on Thursday, where you gonna be?
I don't know, but my phone will be off. I'm not trying to, you know. I can't wait though. Yes, yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. Oh, hey, are you ready, Spirit? Spirit is gonna. Hey, Spirit.
Hey.
It's going to get immortalized. Hey, Disney, boy. Hey. Where are you
going to
be at?
Okay, I'm going to vent that dog. There's no network there.
Hey.
I'm going in the bushes. I'll be back on Saturday.
Yeah, nah. But I don't, like, it's crazy. It's wild. But it's nothing wrong with it. It's I think it's a moment. It's, yeah, hey, we're building it up like, like it's a, like, it's a, the greatest thing ever. It's not even, it's like, it's the funniest thing ever.
Funniest thing.
It's hilarious.
Oh my
can't
goodness.
Wait for Thursday.
It's like,
yo, Thursday, guys, Thursday.
So there's a lady in Jägermeister. So she says at the office, they put it on screen and they watch the podcast at Jägermeister. Mm. So I'm like, please, next week, Thursday, turn it off.
No, we want it on.
No.
Guys, if you're going to watch a show on Thursday, volume full blast. If you're listening in your car, volume full blast. Please just blast the volume up. Don't drop the volume at any given moment during the podcast of Thursday, this coming Thursday.
Oh, man, where's coming Mesh when Thursday. You need him, eh?
Coming, this coming Thursday.
Because then at least it'll be late.
I missed it. I didn't hear you.
Watch the show. Now you have to watch the Thursday show.
We already have a podcast in jail.
For Grand Jour, the nomination.
Yeah. And the nominations are...
The what? Grand Jury nomination, are you aware of it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
What's the Grand Jury nomination?
Okay, the Grand Jury has been nominated for the beverage category at the 2020...
Category?
You still sure you don't collect Air Jordans?
Drop the...
We heard you, don't worry.
You heard it, you understood
it. No, we got it.
For the 2023 Top 16 Youth Owned Brands Awards.
Dope.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
Shout out, bro.
Oh, shout out.
Thank you.
Shout out. Repeat that for?
Grand Jour. I'll do it even slower.
I'm slow, you know me. I'm slow.
For me to understand.
No, yeah? For me.
So for the beverage category at the 2023 Top 16 Youth Owned Brand Awards.
Man, you should win that, bro.
Yeah. Mm.
We should win. You, like, really, which other brand out there that's owned, black owned, is doing so well, man?
Yeah, man.
And has fought its way to, you know.
And I still don't understand how you're not in Spot Tops, bro.
How are you?
Like all of them. Yes, obviously, independently, you speak to the owners, but I still... It's an injustice. It's so fucked up. It's like
it's the
most fucked up of things. It's one of the biggest moving gins at Macro, and everybody gets the alcohol at Macro. How is it that you're not in? They didn't send you an email or call you to say, yo, we want this product in because you make money, they make money. It's the weirdest. It's foul. Something stinks, man.
I guess you're not prime.
Hey, Logan, I see what you did there, Logan.
Even that, man.
I see. And that's a prime example. Yeah. Legit. Smooth is in some garages that he speaks to directly, right?
Yes.
But I was so disappointed. The Rosebank engine, prime, 500 rand. And I was like, where's the Mo Fire? You know, there's a local brand and you guys are selling an international brand.
Much?
Initially, when he came in, remember they made noise by selling the product for 500 bucks for a bottle. And then it dropped. I think it was a marketing ploy. Then it dropped to 40 bucks, which is still overpriced for an energy drink anyway. But now nobody ever sits and actually sees that because it was 500 bucks initially. But Smooth been trying to get into the commercial avenues of distribution, and it's not there. You know, and it's foul, it's sickening, bro. And it's a local brand that people are willing to support. Mm. It's the weirdest thing ever, man. And
you
say
we've
got freedom in this country as black people. Mm. And it's not from a point of entitlement. Mm. Entitlement is you having a product that's not tried and tested and expecting you to be there. But your product, Smooth's product, is tried and tested. It's moving numbers. There's a demand for it. But yet, it's still. And there's so many other bottles we see that never move. Mm. That when you go to Macro, Grand Jour half the time is always not there. But there's some products, and the guys on the floor tell you that this is what's moving.
Mm. And this so, never moves, but it's still there.
So the white-owned entities would rather not make that extra money than have you make money. Mm. They'd rather say, no, we're going to... Because it's selling. So they'd rather lose on profits than have your product on the shelves.
Mm.
Explain that.
Hey, man.
Fact checker.
And by the way, shout out to Cliff
Centra.
Is it Cliff? It's Cliff, ne? Shout out to Cliff. So Cliff, I'll just call him by Cliff. I shot a music video, right? And he owns a house in Sandhurst.
Oh, okay.
And we shot the music video in Sandhurst, in his house.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
It is like 3 minutes from my house, of Oslo. Mm. So I knew this face was familiar. Mm. He was like, Solo Sangboni. Mm. I'm like, fuck, yeah, I know. He's like, and I'm like, I fucking know you, yeah, right? Owns a house in Sandhurst, and he's got a few businesses. He's the guy who, one of the founding members or partners of I'ma Keep Keep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and... owns a house in Sandhurst, doing really well for himself, and has got shops by the airport. Now, remember that shop that was selling Grandeur at the airport?
Yes.
Do you remember it?
Yes, I remember it.
Yes. He owns it.
Oh!
Shit. The guy owns the house in Sandhurst. Damn. He owns it. He's the biggest fan, yeah. So we shot the music video. My song with Marumba Pitch, we shot it there.
Ah, that's beautiful, man.
Beautiful. And
powerful.
I just wanted to put it out there that apparently DJ Spoo's More Fire has been FDA approved in America.
Whoa!
So he can brand it in America.
Fuck, that's massive.
I'm not sure exactly what other steps he needs to take, but it can be exported in America.
Oh, yes. Shout out to me. Shout out to me.
Fuck, that's massive.
Yeah, shout out to me.
No, and people still think he's broke.
He was in the States.
People think Spoo's broke. How, man?
Jesus.
Like, just because.
No way.
It's the standard, you know, of. Be well trimmed all the time. Spoo's money, man. Spoo's not broke. Let's be honest, guys.
He's building his own townhouse, my man.
Spoo's got money, man. Spoo's not broke.
Anyway, we out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye. Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.